The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Daled, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the third perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia, perek HaMafkid. So just a little bit of an introduction. Perek HaMafkid is a lamdish perek. It's part of the BMG first Seder cycle. So it's something that's learned in yeshiva, which means that every daf, every line, every tesis, there's definitely a lot going on. But the context of Perek HaMafkid, very similar to the eighth Perek involved in Metzia, Perek HaShoyel deals with the Dalet Shoymim. The Parsha of the Dalet Shoymim is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. Perek HaShoyel deals more with the drushes and where you see in the respective psukim these four shoymrim. So we'll leave the psukim more for Perek HaShoyel. But for now, just a high-level introduction to the Dalet Shoymrim. The Dalet Shoymrim are the Shoymer Chinam, Shoymer Sochar, Soicher, and Shoyel. And because of the differences with each one of these shoymrim, from a practical standpoint, the halachic differences... There are halachic differences as well. A shomer chinam is someone that agrees to watch somebody else's chefet, somebody else's pikadin, for free. He's not getting paid to do it. He's doing the mafkid a favor. Because he's doing him a favor, he's not getting paid for what he does. His chiyuve shmira are minimal. It's for that reason, if he's shalech yad, if he uses the pikadin, which is something that he's not allowed to do, if he is poisheya, he's negligent, he's going to be responsible. He'll have obligations like a mazik, like a ganav, like a gazlan. He'll have to make the person, the mafkid, whole for this chefetz that he was supposed to watch and ultimately didn't do his job. But anything short of that, if the chefetz is stolen, if it's lost, certainly if there's an oinus, the halacha is he's going to be potter. With one very important caveat, and that is that if the shomer chinam says that I don't have the chefetz, and I don't have it because it was stolen or because it was lost, he would have to swear as such. The Shvu is known as the Shvu as HaShoymer. The Shoymer is one of three people that swear Midday Raisa, Moedim Miktsas, Shvu as Eidechet, Shvu as HaShoymer. How does the Shvu as HaShoymer manifest itself with a Shoymer Chinam? A Shoymer Chinam that says, Gneva Vaveda. He's potter, but he has to back up his statement of Gneva Vaveda with a Shvuah. So if he swears that it was Nignava, if it was Nevda, we accept his Shvuah, and the halach is that he's going to be potter. A Shoymer Sachar gets paid for watching. Shoymer, he's a Shoymer, but Sachar, there's Schar. There's payment, there's compensation for what he's doing. Because he gets paid for what he's doing, his Chiyuve Shmira are upgraded a little bit. He has more of a responsibility to watch this Chefetz than does a Shoymer Chinam. It's for that reason his responsibilities are greater, and whereas a Shoymer Chinam is potter from Gneva Vaveda, he has to swear. We don't just take his word for it. But if he swears Nignava Venevda, he will be potter. A Shoymer Sachar that says Nignava Venevda will be Chayev. When is a Shoymer Sachar potter? Only if there was an oinus. So a Shoymer Chinam is potter Gneva Vaveda. A Shoymer Sachar, because he's rewarded, has a greater obligation to watch this chayfetz. He's going to be chayev for Gneva Vaveda. If a Shoymer Sachar says oinus, he's potter. But just like the Shoymer Chinam who says Gneva Vaveda has to back up his statement with a Shvuah, a Shoymer Sachar that says Nensa would have to swear that it was Nensa. It too is a Shvuah Sashoymer, a Shvuah Medei Raisa. If he swears, at that point he's going to be potter. A Soicher is a renter. If somebody rents something, is he a Shoymer Chinam? Or is he a Shoymer Sachar? It's Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda. If he's a Shoymer Chinam, then he has all the dinim of a Shoymer Chinam. He's Chayef for Pshia. He's Chayef if he's Shaleach Yad. He's Potter for Oynes. If he says Gneva Va'aveda, he'd have to swear. If he swears, he'll be Potter. According to the other man, he's a Shoymer Sachar, which means he has all the halachas of a Shoymer Sachar. The fourth Shoymer is the Shoyel. The Shoyel is very different. The Shoyel isn't just watching somebody else's Chayfetz. He's not doing the owner of the pikadon a favor, is to the contrary. He's the one that is benefiting from it. Meaning, Reuven owns a chefetz, Shimon goes over to Reuven and says, can I please borrow your chefetz? Shimon now has full rights to this chefetz. He's allowed to use it 100%. It's what the Gemara calls kol hanah shaloi. And because kol hanah shaloi, his chiyuvim are on a whole different level. And whereas even the Shoymer Sachar is potter, if an oinus happened, the shoyel will be chayiv if there was an oinus. Either way, a lot more about the Dalet Shoymrim as we learn Perek HaMafkid. then we're going to interrupt the program for about 2 months and come back to it at the end of the Masechta in Perek HaShoel. But who are the four Shomrim? It's the Shomer Chinon, the Shomer Sachar, the Soicher, and the Shoel. Just one interesting light note to begin a very not light Perek, and that is, I think there's a little bit of a connection between the end of Perek Eilu Metzias and the beginning of Perek HaMafkid. Perek Eilu Metzias ended with an interesting drosha for Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi dash in the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, V'hageid la'ami pisham, ulebeis Yaakov chatoysam. Said Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that's Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, Hagid la'ami pisham, eil tamid chachamim. It's referring to the tamid chachamim. Sheshgogois nasus lahem kisdoinus. When they do something b'shoigig, it's nechshav as if it was amazing. Ulebeis Yaakov chatoysam, eilu amei ha'aretz. Sheshdoinus, when they do something b'mezid, nasus lahem kishgogois. It's as if they're doing it b'shoigig. And the Gemara said, v'hainu d'tznah. This supports something else Rabbi Yehuda once said. Habizor b'talmid, persons be very careful to learn. Because if you don't learn, you're not going to know. If you're not going to know, you're going to be a shoygeg. You're going to end up doing others. So a person has to learn a lot, because if you don't learn a lot, you're not going to know. And if you don't know, ultimately you're going to come to do others. Rabbeinu Yoino in Mishle, it's in Perek Dalet. So Rabbeinu Yoino over there is talking about the mitzvah in the Torah that says, Hishomer lecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od, pentishkach es advar ma'ashero ubeinecha. It says again, ushmartem vasisa moisam. The Torah tells a yid, Hishomer lecha, watch yourself. Ushmar nafshecha ma'od, and be very, very careful. Pentishkach, lest you forget the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yidden on Har Sinai. A Yid has to always remember mitzvahs. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, you know what this Hisham Lachar Shmar Nafshecha is? The Torah is making you a shomer. You're a shomer on yourself. You have to watch yourself. So that if you're going to go and do an Aveira, you're going to be a shoygig. You're going to say, I was only a shoygig. I didn't realize it was Shabbos today. You're right. But had you been a shomer, had you watched yourself properly, then you wouldn't have come to be Mechal Shabbos. You would have known the halacha. You would have known that today was Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Yoino says that just like we find that there are Dalit Shomrim, and the one that has the least responsibility is the Shomer Chinam. But even the Shomer Chinam is Chayev B'Pshiyah. If he's Pesheya, he's Chayev. A Yid that doesn't learn, and as a result, is a Shoygig on half of the Mishnah Berurah, you're right, he's a Shoygig, but he's also a Mishnah Berurah. He's also a Pesheya. And being that he's a Pesheya, you're going to be Chayev. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, that's the emphasis of this pasuk. Yishar melecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od. The Torah is giving a yid chiyuvei shmiru. Du bist ha-shomer. And even if you're only a shomer chinam, you're a Pesheya, you'll be Chayev. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoino, that's the emphasis of that azar. Either way, so that is a nice segue from the end of Perek Eilu Metzias to the beginning of Perek HaMafkid. Regardless, we're going to do what? Yeshiva takes a month in about 42 minutes. Zok the Mishnah. Hamafkid etzol chaveroi behemoi kelim. If somebody gives his friend a behemo or kelim as a pikadin to watch, v'nignavu esha avdu, the kelim were stolen or they were lost. The shomer was a shomer chinam. Shinam they were also lishava. Now the shomer chinam has a choice. He could pay, or he can swear that it was in fact stolen or in fact lost, and he'll be potter. What if this shomer chinam chose to pay? He doesn't want to swear. He's not interested in getting involved in Shvu'a Deiraisa. If you learn Masechta Shvu'a, it's very spooky stuff. He didn't want to get involved in the Shvu'a Deiraisa. He said, you know what? Mali Latzor Azois, here's your $100 that I owe you. I'm not getting involved. Shehari Yomru. And in fact, Allah is Shemichinam Nishba V'yotzei. Shemichinam has the ability, when he taines Gineva Vavedo, to swear and be off the hook. But he chose not to. He instead paid. But the story continues. Nimtza Ganev. What happens if afterwards the Ganev was found? Meaning he said Gineva Vavedo. He didn't want to swear. Instead he paid. And then later they find the Ganev. Now what's the Allah? A Ganev pays not only Karen, a Ganev pays Kefil as well. That's Perek Meruba 101. A Gazlan pays only Karen, a Ganev pays Kefil, if what he stole was either a Shor or a Seh, Tavach u'machar, Meshalim, Dalet, Vehe, respectively. So it says the Mishnah, Nimtza Ganev, in this case, if the Ganev was found, Meshalim, Tashlume, Kefil. The Ganev is going to have to pay Kefil. Tavach u'machar, Meshalim, Tashlume, Arba, V'chamisha. If he was Tavach u'machar, he's going to have to pay Dalet, Vehe. Naturally, every Ganev has to. But here's the point of the Mishnah. Lemi Meshalim. Who does he pay it to? Lemisha, Pekodin, Etzlai. He gives it to the Shomer Pekodin. Meaning, being that the Shomer Pekodin paid back the Baal HaPekodin, the Karen, based on the taina of Gneva Aveda, he chose not to swear. Once he gives the Bala Pekodin back payment for the Pekodin that he was supposed to watch, he now becomes the Bailim on the Kefil, on the Dalet Ve'eh. So if this windfall now comes, why was there a windfall? Because they found the Ganav, and the Ganav now has to pay Kefil, he has to pay Dalet Ve'eh. That's a good return on investment. Who's going to get that return? It's actually going to go to the Shomer, it's not going to go to the Baal HaPakodin. Nishba V'lei Ratzel L'Shalim, what if he swore and he chose not to pay? Then, Nimtza HaGanav, if the Ganav is found, Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil, Tavach U'macha Mishalim Tashlumei Abav V'chamisha, L'mi Mishalim, who does he pay it to? L'Baal HaPakodin. Either way, this is the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkin, one of the more famous Mishnayos in Shas, a halacha that Hashem Chinam, that Tainid Gneva Vaveda, and decided to pay rather than swear, if afterwards they find the Ganav, the Kefil, or the Dalet Ve'eh would go to the Shomer, it wouldn't go to the owner. Says the Gemara, Lomali the Misni Behemah V'lolo the Misni Kelim. A technical question. The Mishnah started, HaMafkid Eitzel Chaveri Behemah Kelim. Why do we need the halacha of the Mishnah regarding someone that's a Shomer Pekodim for a Behemah, and regarding the halacha of someone that's a Shomer Pikadin of Kalim. Lomali the Misni Behemah V'lomali the Misni Kalim. Says the Gemara, Tzrichniton Behemah, because I had only said Behemah, I mean, I would have thought Behemah, it's Tafka by Behemah where you have this Chiddush, that if the Shemichinam pays, then he now will get any Kefil or Dal Behemah that's going to come later. It's Behemah, the Machni Lekvela. By Behemah, we assume that the owner of the Pikadin, the Baal HaPikadin, was Machna to the Shomer, the Kefil, Mishum de Nafish Tirchali Iyula Iule Afuka. Because to watch a Behemah is a very big deal. So it makes sense that the Shomer gets the Kefil. The reason he gets the Kefil is because we assume, and we'll get back to this, that the Baal HaPikadin was Machna the Schus Kefil to the Shomer, and it makes sense that he would Machna to him by a Behemah, because being that there's a lot of tircha involved in watching a Behemah, so it's a compensation, it's something that he's giving. He's not paying him, he's a Shomer Chinam, but at the very least, he's going to give him this option that one day may turn into money, that if they'll be careful, a Dalet Ve'eh, to the extent that you're willing to pay, I'll give you that Kefil Dalet Ve'eh. I will Kelim Dalei Nefesh L'Chayah, but to watch Kelim, which doesn't involve so much tircha, I would have thought that over there maybe the halacha of the Mishnah doesn't apply. That's why the Mishnah had to say Kelim despite the fact that it said Behemah. So let it just say Kelim. I would have thought Kelim would have gemachtin like Kefil. By Kelim, he's machtin the Kefil, Mishnah Dalei Nefesh Kefilayo. Because you can never pay more than Kefil when it comes to Kelim. Rashi says there's no Dalet Ve'eh by Kelim. Avo Behemah. But by Behemah, the Chitavach Omach Mishalam Tashum Dalet Ve'eh. But by Behemah, where it's possible that the payment will be more than just Kefil, and maybe Dalet Ve'eh, Emelei Machtin like Kefil. So maybe over there the halacha, the Mishnah doesn't apply. That's why the Mishnah said this halacha, this really big chiddush by Behemah and by Kalim, because had it said Behemah and not Kalim, Kalim not Behemah, I could have always argued that there's a svara that it should apply only to the one that was mentioned in the Mishnah. But one thing is very clear from this first Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara gives us insight into the mechanics, the lumdus of how this works. The halacha of the Mishnah is that Hashem Echinam said Gneva Vaveda, he's not interested in swearing, instead he paid. Now, when we find the Ganav, the Kefil and Dalet Ve'eh is going to go to the Shomer. Question is why? Why in the world should it go to him? He was never the owner, he was merely a Shomer. He had two choices. He could have sworn Gneva Vaveda bin Potter. He could have paid, which is what he ultimately decided to do. But how does that make him the bailim on the chefetz, so that now that we find the ganav, the tashlumei kefil and the tashlumei abav chamisha should go to the shomer? Says the Gemara, without saying it, but clearly implied from this Gemara, that the way it works is we assume that the Baal HaPikadin, when he cuts a deal with the Shomer Chinam, is makna the kefil to the Shomer. He tells him, herzichtu, it's possible that it may get stolen. And I know if it gets stolen, you can swear, and you could be off the hook. I'm not interested in dealing with your shvuas. I don't want to be put through the ringer that is the judicial system. I don't want to go there. If you promise me that if it's Gnei Vaveda, you're going to pay me, then later if we find the Ganav, you'll get kefil, you'll get Dalet Ve'eh. It's not such a terrible deal. But the point is, the way that it works is that the Baal HaPikadin, the owner of the chefetz, is being makna, the schus kefil, the schus Dalet Ve'eh, to the shomer. And it's because of that that we have the first sugya here, Perek HaMafkid Maske, for Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks, a festikasho, how in the world could this work? This is 101. It's a classic example of something that at the time that the agreement was made between the Baal HaPikadin and the Shomer, the Kefil wasn't Ba'olam, the Dalet Vehei wasn't Ba'olam, it's something that may come Ba'olam at some future day. But if right now it's not Ba'olam, how in the world could he be Makdin? Ain't Adam Makdin Dava Shalei Ba'olam. And the Gemara continues, Afilu the Reb Meir Domar Adam Makdin Dava Shalei Ba'olam. And even according to Reb Meir, who's always the Sheet in Shas, that holds Adam Makdin Dava Shalei Ba'olam. Hanimili, when is that true? Go in Peiroi's Dekel. That's if somebody sells to his friend Peiroi's that may or may not grow on a tree. Over there, even though the peiros are not ba'olam, it makes sense that there's at least a shitas Reb Meir that holds you could be makna the peiros dekel. Davi de diasu, because it's something that even though it's not here right now, but al pi derech hateva, it's going to come. The chachamim say that's not enough. Reb Meir says that is enough. Aval hach over here, you can't tell me that at the time that the shomer chinam took upon chiyuv shmira, it was avidi de asu this chiyuv kefa. Why not? Says the Gemara three reasons. Number one, mim emadin mignava. Who said it's ever going to be stolen? Vim timtzel. Who said we're ever going to find the ganef? The image stakach ganef. Who said he's going to be chayv kevel? Maybe he'll be a moed of a knas. It's going to be potter. So says the Gemara. Maskef lo rami bar chodma. I don't understand this halacha, because the halacha seems to be predicated on the bala pikodin being makna the kevel. And how in the world can he be makna the kevel at the time that the Shemechinim took upon Chiyuv Shmira? At that point, the Kefal wasn't Ba'ilam, and Eina the Makna Dovah Shloi Ba'ilam, and the Gemara just adds to that, don't tell me the Mishnah is Reb Meir, who, by the way, it's not Mishnah is Reb Meir, because that's not either going to work. Because when did Reb Meir say the halacha of Ad the Makna Dovah Shloi Ba'ilam? That's only if the Dovah Shloi Ba'ilam, at the very least, is Avidi Diyasu. But here it says the Gemara, I gave you three reasons why it's not Avidi Diyasu. Either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. Oh, my Rava. So Rava said, Alam the Sheteretz, Nasa Ka'imeloi, Likeshet Tigonev, Vitirza, Vitishalmein. That the way we assume this went down is that there's an umdana that the Bala Pekodin and the Shomer are thinking as follows. That in the event that it ever gets stolen, and you're going to choose not to swear and be potter, but rather to pay me, I want the para to be yours, retroactive to right now. So right now the para is ba'ilam. I could be makna the para to you, but I don't want to give you the para now. I want it to be my para. Stating that if it gets stolen, that will trigger a kinyan that will be chal limafreya from this time right now that the Bala Pekodin gave over the parah to the Shemechinam, being that he's koinet limafreya, limafreya. The parah was ba'olam, thus you have no problem with ain't other makta davar shloi ba'olam. But maskef la Reb Zeira, but Reb Zeira said I have a problem with that because ihachi oy bazoi afilu gizoy seya uvladoy seya nami. If that's the case, that retroactively it belongs to the shomer chinam, then retroactively he should be zoicha to any peiros that this animal produced, such as gizoy seya, its shearing, uvladoy seya, or any children that he had. Alam atanya, why did we learn in a braisa? Chutz mi gizoy seya, uvladoy seya. It's a mafurish a braisa that the shomer chinam doesn't get the kefal, he gets the dal v'hei, he doesn't get the gizoy seya, uvladoy seya. Alam Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said we have to tweak it a little bit. Nase ka'imalei chutz mi gizoy seya, uvladoy seya. Meaning Rav is right. It's nase ka'imaloi l'kesheti gane v'tirtza v'tishalmeni hare parasi k'nuy l'chameyachsa. But you have to add one line. Chutz, you need a good lawyer for this. Migizoy seh uvladeh seh. So the gneva triggers a retroactive kinyan, but that retroactive kinyan is a limited kinyan. It's chutz migizoy seh uvladeh seh. That's why he doesn't get the gizoy uvladeh. But the Gemara says, oh, my Pascha, why should you assume that that's what they're thinking? Says the Gemara, it's actually common sense. Stubbin the milsa, shvacha da asa ma'alma, ovid inchi da makni. It makes sense. Sense that the Bala Pekodin is willing to be makna shvach that comes me alma, such as kefal and dal vehei, but shvach the migufa, but the shvach that comes from the gufa behema, loy ovid inish the makni. There, it makes sense that he wouldn't want to be makdin. Ikud amri, some had a little bit of a different version of Rava's teretz. On my Rava, nasaka imaloi the kesheti konev vetirza vetishalmeni samach lignevasik nulacha. Same premise, the gneva is going to trigger a retroactive kinyan. That's why there's no problem with ino the makna davar shaloi baloilam. But this kinyan that's going to be triggered retroactively is not going to go back to the time of the actual meshicha, the time that the shomer chinam became a shomer. It's going to be chal one moment before the chefetz was stolen, so that the chefetz is be'en when the kinyan is happening. It's happening before it was stolen. But that's enough for it not to be a problem of Eino Demach Nedova Shaloi Beloim. Says the might be Naya, what's the difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz? The point is, there's no issue of Eino Demach Nedova Shaloi Beloim, because the Kenyan is not going to be Chal at the time that the Chi of Kefal is Chal. It's going to be Chal retroactively. So what's the difference if it's from the time that the actual Shmira went into effect, or it's 1 minute before the Gneva? So the Gemara says, two nafkaminas. Iki benayu kushi de Rav Zeira. Number one, does Rav Zeira have a kasha? Rav Zeira's kasha was what happened to the Gizas and the Vladis. So if I owned it for the entire term of the Shmira, 3 months, so 3 months of Gizas and Vladis, I want. Is that a kasha? According to the first Lishna, it's a kasha. You had to say, chutz mi gizay sev, or they say, according to the second Lishna, it's not a kasha. Inami, another nafkamina would be the kaima ba'agam. What if the para, this animal, was in an agam somach lignevasa? If it, the kinyan's going to be chal at that moment, it can't be ba'agam. Because it has to be in a place where the shomer could be koinet. So if it's in his risho, says Rashi, could be koinet with kinyan chatzah. But if it's ba'agam, he didn't do a physical kinyan to it, it's not even in his rishos, so how in the world was he koinet? So bishloima, if it's chal lemafreya to the time that the actual chiyuvei shmira went about, so then you would say that when the shomer chinah became a shomer, when he was moishechet into his rishos, that's the kinyan. But you're telling me that it's samach l'gnevasa, there was no mashicha samach l'gnevasa, so if it's in his house, okay, kinyan chatzar maybe took place samach l'gnevasa, but if it's not in his house, you don't have that either. Either way, says the Gemara, in order to make this Mishnah work, you're going to have to come up with some sort of umdana in terms of what the makna and what the koina are thinking, because if it's poshet and prost, that the bala pikodin is being makna to the shomer, the kefal, and the kinyan's going to go into effect when the kefal comes ba'ilam, that's a problem of in other machna dova shleba la'ilam. There has to be some retroactive mechanism that's taking place over here. What that mechanism is, two lishnas in Rava and two nafkaminas between the two lishnas in Rava. Very clear. So the Mishnah said that if the shaymechinam said nignav of an eft, he tainis gneva v'aveda, but he doesn't want to swear, instead he pays, that's the halacha, nimtza aganev, the kefal and the dal v'hei, goes to the shomer, it doesn't go to the bala pekodim. When the Mishnah says shilim v'loratzel l'shava, he doesn't physically have to pay. Elokivon sha'amar harenim mishalim, as long as he pledges. He says, I'm willing to pay, afap yishalei shilim, even if he doesn't pay, that in itself would be enough. Tanan, frek the Gemara, the Mishnah said, shilim v'loratzel l'shava. It sounds like shilim in, loy shilim loy. How could Rabbi Yochanan say, loy shilim shilim mamish? The Mishnah says shilim. Shilim sounds like shilim mamish. So the Gemara says, ema seifa, but look at the seifa. Nishba v'loratzel l'shalim. In the seifa, the shemichinam swears. He doesn't pay. What does the Mishnah say? He didn't want to pay. Oh, here you see already like Rabbi Yochanan. Taima delay rotza. It sounds like, oh, rotza. As long as I wanted to fulfill my pledge, afal pishal eshileim, even though I defaulted, it doesn't matter. That should be enough. Says the Gemara, elamei halak in the Mishnah mina. You can't bring a raya from the Mashmois in the Mishnah, because from the Reish in the Mashmois is not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Sefer in the Mashmois is Yevi Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, the Mishnah lekula mishma mina, says the Gemara Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yechanan. Again, what was Rabbi Yechanan's halacha? That the shemichinam is koina, the kefal on the dal v'hei, is even if he doesn't pay, as long as he says I will pay, nimtza aganev, even before he actually made any payments, the halacha is he gets to keep the kefal, he gets to keep the dal v'hei. Asoicher pora mechaveroi, a brisa, somebody rented a pora mechaveroi, v'nignavana was stolen, and the Tana the brisa clearly is of the opinion that a soicher is a shemichinam. So that if he tainas nignava, he has the option to swear and be potev. Amar halah, and the soicher said, "Hareini mishalim ve'ini nishba. I'm not getting involved in a shvur de'raisa. I would rather pay." Afterwards, they found the ganev. Mishalim tashul mekevel soicher. The soicher gets the kevel. This brisa is al mishnah, but there's just one caveat. Two, really. Number one, that a soicher is a shemichinam. That's noteworthy. But as it relates to the sugis of hamafkid, what's noteworthy is that all he did was he said. He didn't say that he paid. The Mishnah said shilim. Shilim sounds like he has to pay. The Brisa said clearly, Hareini Mishalim, I'm going to pay. Thus, it's Tanya Kabasid Rabbi Yechon. Amar Rapop, Rapop. Shemichinam, Shemichinam, Kimin Shama Pashaiti. Shemichinam that says Pashaiti, Makna Lekvela. So that this halacha, that the Shemichinam gets the kefal, is true even if he says Pashaiti. So till now we're talking about a case where the Shemichinim says it was stolen. I wasn't Pesheya, it was stolen. If he would have sworn, backed up his statement with a shvuah, he would have in fact been potter. He chose not to. You have the halacha that he's zoich in the kefal. Rapapa's upping the ante a little bit. Even if the Shoyim Echinam says pashaiti, the bottom line is he's giving the Baal HaPekadin back his value of the Pekadin. He's not driving him crazy. The halacha is machne lekfeilot. He's zoich in the kefal. And the reason is the boy potter nafshei b'gneva, because he could have said gneva aveda. And had he said Gneva Aveda and sworn, he would have been potter. So the svara that the Baal HaPekadin is makna the kefal to the shomer is true, even if he says pashai, it doesn't really care what he says. The point is, he knows that the shomer chinam could make him crazy until he gets paid, as long as the shomer chinam is willing to pay. Whether he says Gneva Aveda, whether he says pashati, he doesn't really care. I just want to know I'm getting my money back. If I know I'm getting my money back and we find out later that it was stolen and it was kefal, I'm a vater on the kefal. That's what Papa's coming to say. So Shem Echinom, Kivan Sha'amar Pashati, Matan Lekfela. Why did Boy Potter Nafshe B'Gneva? It's Zilbasser time. It's the same Sfora. He could have said Gneva and sworn I'm Ben Potter. He didn't. So just like Shilem V'Lei Rotza Lishava, it's the same thing if he said Pashati. Shem Esachar, Kivan Sha'amar Nignava, Matan Lekfela. Shem Esachar that says Nignava, and then they find it, is also going to get the kefal. The Boy Potter Nafshe. Because he could have said, Oynes, sworn that the Oynes actually happened and been potter. And being that he was just willing to pay, that's enough for the mafkid to be machnetim the kefal. Shoyul, shoyim arinim mashalim, loy machnin likfeilo. But a shoyul that says I'm willing to pay doesn't get kefal. Why? Because, but my havale the mifta nafshe. How could the shoyul have been potter? We forgot to speak this out in the intro. A shoyul could also be potter. How? Mesa machmas malacha or ba'al avima. But says the Gemara, b'may havale lemiftar, the mesa machmas malacha. He could have said that it died in the usual course of business. It was doing what I borrowed it to do, and it died. Mesa machmas malacha loishchiach. Being that that's loishchiach, so it doesn't go into the thought process of the mafkid, and he's not machnaleik. Ikudamri, some said no. Amara papa, shayol nami, shayol also, if he pays, and then later we find out that it was stolen. And there's a kefal, the shoyel will get the kefal. Because kivin shamarein mashali makdin lekfeilo. The boy put the nafshe b'meisa machas malacha. Because even though it's leishchiach, but he could have tainted it. Thus, the mafkid is going to be machnet in the kefal. Amalei Reb Zvid. Reb Zvid said, "Hachi amar Abayas." This is Reb Zvid talking to Reb Papa. I'll tell you what Abayas said. Shoyel atche yishalim. A shoyel, if he pays, and then later we find out that it was stolen, and we find the ganav, and the ganav now has to pay kefal, he's going to get the kefal. But as long as he pays, my timer, meaning, you have to al cheshb. Rabbi Yochanan said that the halach of the Mishnah, that if the Shomer Chinam pays, he now gets the kefal, shilem is lav dafka. As long as he said he's willing to pay, that's enough. Said Rab Zvid that Rab Papa wasn't sure whether it's possible to have the halach of machne lekfela by a shoyel or not. Because the only taina that the shoyel could ever have to get out is mesa machmas malacha, it's leiv shchiach. So kumi doesn't factor into the thought process. But said Reb Zvid that even if you're going to tell me that a shoyel could have machni lekfeila, but at the very least not on Rabbi Yochanan's terms, it's not going to be enough for him to say I'm willing to pay. The shoyel will only get kefal if he does get kefal. If he actually pays. But if he doesn't pay, then not. And what's the svara behind it? The svara is because being that kol hanoah shaloi, b'dibura le'machnin le'kfeila. The only reason the shomer gets the kefal is because the owner of the pekadin is machnitim. He's machnitim when he feels he deserves it. The shayol is less deservant of anything. The shomer is doing the baal pekadin a favor. In the case of shayol, it's in the reverse. Kol hanoah shaloi. The mashal is doing the shayol a favor. So he doesn't feel this moral obligation to be mocked in the kefal. Thus, if he pays, yeah. But if he just said he's going to pay, no. So meaning, Reb Zvid saying, a shoyl does have that loch of the Mishnah, but not with Reb Yechanan's kula, that as long as he says I'm willing to pay, actually, Yishalim, you'd actually have to pay. Tanya kavasi to Reb Zvid. A shoyl, par mechaveiro, if somebody borrows a par mechaveiro, v'nignava. So we're talking about a shoyl. It was stolen. V'kidem ha-shoyl v'shilem. And the shoyl stepped forward and he paid. V'achakach nimtza ganiv. Mishalim tashlume kefal v'shoyl. He pays tashlume kefal v'shoyl. This sounds mamish like Reb Zvid. Number one, you see that a shoyl has machni lekfeilo. Number two, v'kidem ha-shoyel v'shilem. It sounds like you physically have to pay. But the Gemara just now analyzes this braisa in light of the two lishnas of Rab Papa, whether or not the shoyel in fact has the halacha of matne leikveil or not. It was two mishnas in Rav Papa. Does the shoyel have it or not have it? The mishnah said it regarding a shoyel mechinam. Rav Papa said the shoyel mesacha also has it. What about a shoyel? Ikadamri yeah, ikadamri no. Says the word lishna kama de Rav Papa. According to the first lishna Rav Papa, the vadai loy have it yufta. It's certainly not going to be opgefrekt from this price. The Lishna Basra Lema Tiavi Tyufta. But the Lishna Basra Rapapa, do you have a Tyufta? Because it sounds like from here that the only time the Shoyal has it is if he actually pays. But if he only says he's gonna pay not, and Rapapa and his Lishna Basra seem to equate the Shoyal together with the Shoy Mechinim and the Shoycher. Right? The Lishna Kama of Rapapa had the Shoyal in a separate category of the Shoy Mechinim and the Shoy Mesachar. So you could always say that the Pshat in the Lishna Kama was the Shoy Mechinim and the Shoy Seicher. As long as they say they're going to pay, they already get the Kefil. The Shoyal's different. Shoyal has to pay. That's what Reb Zvid said, and maybe that's what this Brice is. And not maybe, that's what the Brice is saying. So it could be the Brice is not a steer to Rav Papa. But in the Lishna Basur of Rav Papa, the Shoyal is the same as the Shoy Mechinim and the Shoy Mesachar. So if the Shoy Mechinim and the Shoy Mesachar, by just saying they're going to pay, already Zoich in the Kefal, then the Shoyal should have the same thing. And here the Brice says, Mashma, Vikide Mashoyal Vashileh, that he has to pay. It's not enough that he says he's going to pay. So Lehmet Yavet Yufto, Amal Charapop, Mi Alima Mi Mas Nisan. What do you see in this Brice more than you see in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Diktani Shileh, Vaikim, now we made an Akim to the Mishnah, but Omar, he didn't physically pay, he said he was going to pay. Hachanami, maybe here too. Kidem Vishilim doesn't mean he physically paid. Bama, he said he's gonna pay. But the Gemara says me, Dami Hasam, like Tani Kidem. Halchak Tani Kidem. Kidem suggests that he actually did something. A physical act. So the Gemara says, who said? My Kidem, Kidem V'Omar. Maybe Kidem, he stepped forward and he said, okay, semantics. But the Gemara says, Amidik Tani Gabi Soicher V'Omar V'Gabi Shoyil Kidem Shma Mino Dafke K'Tani. Says the Gemara, this Braisa is really part of a larger Braisa. And the other part of the larger Braisa was brought earlier when the Gemara brought the Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. It was brought in the middle of the Yom. And Asoicher Pore Mechaveroi V'Nigneva the Omar Halo Harini Mashani. That same Brisa then talks about a Shoyal. Hashoyal Par Mechaderoi, the Kide Mashoyal. So it's one Brisa. By the Soicher it says, the Omar Halo Harini Mashalim. By the Shoyal it says, the Kide Mashoyal Vashilim. You can't not make this dick. One says, the Omar, one says, the Kide. So the Omar must mean, the Omar. This Kide must mean he actually did something. Thank you. V'kide. So you can't tell me my Kide, Kide va'omar. Because if Kide meant Kide va'omar, then the Reisha would have said Kide va'omar, or the Sefer would have just said Omar. From the fact that the Reisha and the Sefer of the Brisa use different Lashonis, obviously it's not saying the same thing. So it sounds like you have to pay. You have to pay. That means the Shoyal's different. So according to the so it's telling the two Lashonis of Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, Shema Amino Davke K'toni. But the Gemara says, Midi Gabi Adodi Tanya. How do you know these two Brises were the same Brisa? Maybe there were two different Brises. So the Gemara said, I hear. So Shailinu, Le Tanoi, Debe Rav Chiyo, Debe Rav Oshia. Rashi says, these were the Tanoim that were well versed in all the Brises of Rav Chiyo, Rav Oshia. So they asked the Bekiyin, and they said, Nu, is this one Brisa, or is it two Brises? The Army, and they said, Gabi Adodi Tanya. And it was one Brisa. Oh, it was one Brisa. It's a Diyak. So at the very least, the Brisa seems to say that a Shoyal also has the Halacha of Machin Lekveila. However, the halacha of Machin Lekveila by the Shoyal is only if he actually pays. But if he's only Omar, he only says, he pledges, he says he's going to pay, that in itself would be. So either way, just round up this first part of Perek HaMafkid. The first halacha of Perek HaMafkid is that if somebody is a Shomer Pekodin, the Mishnah's case is a Shomer Chinam, he says Gnevi Vaveda, he has the option to swear and be potter. He decided not to swear. Instead, he was Shilim. Afterwards, they found the Ganev. The Ganev has to pay Kefal. Tavach HaMacha would have to pay Dal V'Hei. The Kefal and the Dal V'Hei goes to the Shomer. It doesn't go to the owner. How does that work mechanically? We assume that the Bala Pekodin is makna to the Shomer, the Schos Kefal and the Schos Dal V'Hei. I ain't the makna davar Shaloi Bala Olam. Says the Gemara, you have to say that there was some mechanism where at the time of the Gneva, it triggers a retroactive kinyan, retroactive to the time of the original Meshicha when the Shem Rechina became a Shem Rechina, retroactive to Samach L'Gnevasa and Afkaminas, either way, two Lashonis and Rava. Additionally, the Gemara said that this halacha, although it was stated by a Shem Rechinam Utayna Gneva Aveda, would be true for a Shem Rechinam that said Pashati. It's the same thing. As long as he's willing to pay, Later we find out that there's a kefal that's coming. The mafkid, we assume, was makna that kefal over to the shomer pekodin. Additionally, the Braisa said it would be true for a shomer socher as well. Additionally, we saw that it would be true for a shoyl. However, to l'shoynes and rapapa, it could be, as it relates to a shoyl, could be shoyls a little different than shomichin and shomer socher. How so? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, and there was a tiny kavasid to Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the Mishnah says shilem, shilem is lav dafka. As long as the shomichinam says, I'm willing to pay, he pledges, that in itself is enough for him now to be entitled to any schus kefal, schus dalvei that's going to come in the future. That would be true for the shomichinam and the shomer socher. That would not be true for the shoyl. How do we know that? It was a braisa. Because when the braisa brings the halach of makni lekfela by a shoyl, the lashon of the braisa is kidein v'shilein. Kidein sounds like he actually took out his checkbook. He took out his American Express card. He paid. Oh, he paid. That's really different. Zok to Gemara. Two lines from the bottom. Pshita, Amar inim mishalim. V'chazav, Amar inim mishalim. So let's go back to the case of the Mishnah. Keeping it simple. If the Shem Echinam first says, I'm not willing to pay. I'm going to swear. And then he changes his mind. V'chazav, Amar inim mishalim. He says, I will pay. Hakam, Amar inim mishalim. It's posh, it says the Gemara, that he's going to get the kefal. Why would he get the kefal? Because at the end of the day, he's willing to pay. And that was the thought process of the mafkid. As long as I'm getting paid and I don't have to deal with the shul, even though first he said, I'm going to swear, as long as at the end of the day he's willing to pay, that's going to be enough. What would be if first he said, I'm willing to pay, and then he says, I'm not going to pay? What's the halacha? Me and Rina, do we say, right now he's saying, I'm not going to pay. So right this minute, after he said, his bad luck, the kefal is now going to go to the mafkid. Or it could be b'mil sekoi. We assume that when he said einim mishalim, he doesn't mean einim mishalim. He really wants to pay. He's starting to play with him a little bit. Ishtamute kam ishtamet. That's a svar that permeates Masechtas Bava Metzia. Either way, that was the Gemara Shaila. Omar einim mishalim umeis. What if the person says einim mishalim, and then he died? V'amrubanov, and now the next generation comes, and they mess everything up, and they say, Ein onu misham, nah, my father, yeah, he was going to pay. We're swearing. They can't swear, but they're not paying. My, what's the halacha? Mir, mir, do we say, Mahadaka hadri bahu? So they were chayzer. So they're not going to be entitled now to the kefal dalvei. Oiduma ben musa davu in kaini. Maybe they really were going to pay. Udechuye, udekamatchile. They also know this trick of ishtamute kam ishtamet, and they're playing the same game, but they intend on paying. As long as we can assume that they intend on paying, then the halacha of machna lekfela is in effect. And if this kefal dal behe later, they're going to get it. Says the Gemara, shilmu banim, my. What would be if the banim paid? Matzi amar lahu ki aknoi kfela lavuchin da avali naich nafshai. So now we have a case where the shomer died, the children Yarshin, and they were really good guys. They came, boom, they wrote a check, nothing to talk about. And now, Nimsa Aganif, and there's Kefal. So the question is, do they get the kefal or not? So at first glance, you tell me, of course they get the kefal. They paid. What's the shaila? But the Gemara has a svara, maybe not. You can say that the mafkid was willing to be makna the kefal only to the shomer. The shomer did a mataiva. He's the person that he's willing to give the kefal to. Says the Gemara, ki aknoi kefal la vuchain, da avili nayach nafshoi, lididchu loi. Maybe not oitom aloishna. Shilem libonimai. What happens if the mafkid died? And now the shomer's alive and well, and he's writing the check to the children. Motzi Amri Le, the Yarshim, I'm going to say, 1 second. Yeah, my father was marked in the kefal to you. Yeah, he had a cheshbon with you, because you did him a favor. You didn't do us a favor. We're not being marked to you. What if Shilmu Banam Labanam? What if the Shoyma died, the Mafkid died, everybody died, and now it's Yarshim and Yarshim? My, meaning, if you're going to tell me that as long as the shem is alive, or as long as the mafkid's alive, you have the halacha makni lekfela. But what if they're both not alive? It's tauti legreyasa. What would be the halacha over there? Or shile mechtsamai. What would be if you paid half? Rashi says the shaila is, and now this kefal, do you at least get half the kefal? Ushal shtei paris v'shile machas me'amai. What if you're going to tell me that? Shile mechtsa, no, it doesn't work that way. But what if it was two paris, and you paid for one of them? So each para is a berya bifnei atzmai. So maybe at least for that, if you paid for that one part, at least you'd be entitled to the kefal. that's related to that one parah. Or shalmin shutfin, you borrowed from partners, v'shim lechem, and you paid for one of them. My. Or shutfin sheshalu, v'shilim lechem, what if shutfin borrowed, and one of them paid? Shalmin o isha, v'shilim labayla, if somebody borrowed from a woman, and he paid, but he gave it to her husband. Now, when does the husband become a mechutin over here? Because the zaycha did a peris nechsem alog, ayin Rashi and Tosfos. Isha sheshalu, v'shilim mau. What if a woman borrowed, and her husband was the one that paid? Either way, all these shilas, says the Gemara, take them. Just a little bit of raid regarding Eina de Machmedova Shleba La'ilam, and a little bit of raid that was chaser from the end of Perek Eilu Metzias. So first, keeping it local with regards to Perek HaMafkid. So the sugya, this first sugya here in Perek HaMafkid is a festive sugya. Go to the Sfarim Shank, you'll see there's a lot of raid. There's no shortage of very difficult lumdis here in this sugya. But just to try to keep it light a little bit. So we just started Sefer Bereishis. We're in that beginning of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov mode. Something regarding Eina de Machna Dova Shloi B'la'ilam that's rather light and interesting. So all familiar with the fact that Yaakov bought the Bechayra from Esau. It's mentioned in Parshas Toldos. Vayigdalu ana'orim. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, Rivka and Yitzchak, they have Yaakov and Esau. Vayigdalu ana'orim. The children got older. Vayi Esau ish yedei etzayit ish sodeh. Vayakov ish tam yoshev oyalam. Vayev Yitzchak yes Esau kitzayit bepiv. Vayivka yeves as Yaakov. One day, Vayozad Yaakov Nozid. Yaakov is in the kitchen. He's cooking a Nozid. Vayov Esav and Asada. Esav comes from the field. He was very tired. Vayom Esav al Yaakov. So Esav sees that Yaakov is preparing a nice dinner. He says, "Haliteini na mina adam ha adam hazeh ki oyef anoichi al kain karish my eden." Vayom Yaakov. So Yaakov says, "You want my lentils? You want my dinner? Michra kayoy mes bechayros chali. I want you to sell your bechayra to me. Michra kayoim es bechayros chali." Vayoy mer Esav. Esav says, "Miksa cheshben. Hine anoichi hoylok lomos. V'lom ali ze bechayra." Vayoy mer Yaakov. Yishov ali kayoim. Vayishov aloi. Vayimkar es bechayros ay le Yaakov. V'yakov nosan le Esav lechem unezid adoshim. Vayoychal. Nishkemach kambrucha. Vayesh. Vayokom. Vayelech. Nishkekishtu meziza. Vayivez. That's the way they teach it. Vayivez Esav. Es ha-bechayra Esav was mevazah the bechayra. This is the well-known parsha, infamous from Esav's perspective, that talks about the mechiras ha-bechayra. There's three very big kashas that the mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim, ask on the mechiras ha-bechayra. Kasha number one, the bechayra really had no practical ramifications at the time that it was stolen. Right now, Yitzchak was alive. So whether Yaakov was going to be the Bechor or whether Esau was going to be the Bechor really didn't matter. When was it going to matter who the Bechor is? After Yitzchak died. Then, who's the Bechor to be Noitel Pishnayim? Who's going to be Zoich in different brachas? The Gemara says in Masechta Soita that whoever was going to be the Bechor was going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael by the infamous event where Chushan ben Dan knocks off Esav's head when they're burying Yaakov. So Esav comes with a taina. He says, "Mechitesa, you should get the Maros HaMachpelah. I should." So it's a Gemara in Soita that you give him a Aleph. Yaakov says, "What do you mean? You sold me the Bechayra." And included in the Bechayra was a schus to get Eretz Yisrael. But there's a big problem with all this. So Yaakov, let's focus on one element of the Bechayra. Yaakov said that I have a right to Maros HaMachpelah. I own Chevron. You don't own Chevron. You know why? Because I bought the Bechayra. And when you sold the Bechayra, you sold Chevron. At that point, that was Loi Bola Olam. And by the way, it's a Mefurish HaBraisa. If somebody goes over to his friend and he says, "Mashi Irish Me Abba, Mocher Lecha," it's not Mocher. Yeah. Why not? Because Eino Demakta Dovash Loi Bola Olam. It's a Gemara Bava Metzia, Dafte Zayin Amadav. So Makshim HaRishoinim VeHaAchroinim, that I don't understand the whole Mechiris Bechayra, Lechura, it was a case of Eino Demakta Dovash Loi Bola Olam. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, it was a Dovash Ein Bay Mamish. There was nothing physical over here. Don't you have to make a kinyan in order to be kind of something? What were you? You were kind of the Bechayra? Was it Meshicha? Hagba? No. Chatzar? Hadachalipin? Maybe. But the question is, how exactly are you koina a davar she'ein bei mamish? That's kasha number two. And kasha number three, it seems like, oh, you know, it seems to me like a mason would have sat down with a rav and said, so I sold my bechira and I got a, it doesn't sound like he got a fair deal. So what happened to Aino? So I'll tell you something interesting, parenthetically, the Sephurna on the Pasuk, Vayim keres bechirasai, says, we have the story all wrong. We think that Esav sold the Bechaira for a Nezid HaNoshim. He didn't sell it for a Nezid HaNoshim. You know what he sold it for? Money. An undisclosed amount of money. What then was the Nezid HaNoshim? The Nezid HaNoshim was just the chefetz that was used for the Kenyan Chalipin. It was a Chalipin. So you want to know how did the Kenyan happen? It was Chalipin. You know what they used for the Chalipin? It wasn't a yarmulke. It wasn't a Zoder. It was in a Zid HaDoshim. What did he sell it for? Chleisner says the Sephurna. It's a one line Sephurna right here, Alasa. But either way, that's the grace of Kasha. The Kasha is what happened to Eino the Makna, Dova Shaloi Baloilam. Let's focus on that one because that is far. It's a little bit our Sugya. Either way, so it's Yadua. The Torah brings this Kasha, the shame Aviv HaRosh. And he says that the Rosh answered that it's for that reason that Yaakov told Esav, I want you to swear to me. He shavali kayon, vayishavali. You know why he made him swear? Said the Rosh, chiddush gadol halacha. It's true, ain't all the makna davash loy ba'olam. However, if the makna swears that when it comes ba'olam, I'm going to give it to you, all the makna davash loy ba'olam. Said the Rosh, that's the pshat in how this kinyan was able to happen, and that explains why vayomer Yaakov, he's shoveling. Why do you need him to swear? What's the shvuah all about? If he's selling it, he's selling it to him. He reacted to the shvuah because Yaakov was bavarning this issue of Eino de Makne Dovar Shaloi Baloilam. This rush that the Torah brings b'shem Aviv is mentioned in a tshuva as well. The rush l'shitasei said this chiddush that even though Eino de Makne Dovar Shaloi Baloilam, but b'shvuah Ado Makne Dovar Shaloi Baloilam. But it's Yadua, all the Achreina bring a rivash. The rivash was asked about this chiddush of the rush. And the Rivash says, I don't believe he ever said it. Shuva loy harosh, v'loy Rabbeinu Yaakov b'nei chsim yalot. There's no way the Rosh said this, and it's not possible that his son Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Balaturim, the Tor, would have said it in his name. V'ein litlois begavri ravri v'svara kazu. And it bothers me that people are blaming such a svara on people as choshev. She'en lo amat tismach. There's no way, it doesn't make any sense. I v'asam chfeyin akasha. How was the Bechir Zabachira affected? Ein adam akdadava shaloy baloylam. Said the Rivash was koyda matan teira. Koyda matan teira, adam akdadava shaloy baloylam. Either way, we have two terutzim to this kasha. The Rosh's terutz is that shvu. The Rivash said koydem matan. So I'll just tell you one interesting lomdis that I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelas Hashorin to explain the machloikis, the Rosh and the Rivash, what exactly they're arguing in. And it's based on a chakira hayudua in the sugya of Eino de Makna Dova Shloi. So why can't I be Makna Dova Shloi Baloilam? The Pashup Shad is, like Morty said, it's a felt in das. There's a chsarn in smichas das. In order for a kinyan to go into effect, you have to have a das Makna, you have to have a das koina, could be das Makna works even if there is no das koina, that's the choice, always by schias cotton. But you have to have das. To the extent that the thing that's being transferred is not ba'olam, it's difficult for a person to really have das. And even if he says he has das, he really doesn't have das. There's no gemiras das, no smichas das. It's different synonyms of das that are used by the achrayim. But the point is the same. There's a chsarn in the das that's required in order for kinya to go into effect. Thus, eino de makna dovash loy ba'olam. But there's another mahalach in the achrayim. The Nei Yehuda talks about it. It's brought down by others. And that is, it could be the chesaron is not a chesaron in das. It could be the chesaron is that in order to buy something, the chefetz, you have to have a chefetz. In order to sell something, you have to have a chefetz. The chesaron, Edo, the Makta, Dov, Shalom, Baimi, is not a chesaron in das. It could be the chesaron is sefelt in chefetz. Others say it a little bit more lumdish. Sefelt in bailus. I have to be a bailum on something in order to sell it. How could I be a bailum on something that's not ba'ulam? If it's not ba'ulam, so felt in the bailus of the chefetz in order to sell it. But either way, the chesaron, for our purposes, is not mitzad the das. The chesaron is going to be more mitzad the chefetz ha'nikna. If it's not ba'olam, there's a chesaron intrinsically, Could be the chesaron is more lomdish, so felt in bailis, but it's mitzad the chef, it's not mitzad the das. Either way, let's make the cheshmet. The Rosh said a svara. He said, ain't other machnadova shloi baloilam. But if there's a shvua, other machnadova shloi baloilam. At first glance, sarachin gadol. Why in the world should a shvua change anything? The teretz is, if the chesaron of ain't other machnadova shloi baloilam is a chesaron in smichas das, it could be if the person swears. People once upon a time took shvua very, very seriously. A shvua had to be done with a shem Hashem or with a kinoy, machlekes Rambam Ravid. But either way, shvua is very, very serious. So to the extent that a person is willing to back up his statement with a shvua, it creates an element of smichas das. Oh, now that I have smichas das, at this point, I'm already comfortable moving forward with the transaction. So the Rosh held that the chsarn is a chsarn of smichas das. It's for that reason the Rosh held that b'shvua, it's going to be okay. The Rivash held that it has nothing to do with smichas das. The Rivash held that the chesaron is a chesaron mitzad chefetz. If the chesaron is a chesaron mitzad chefetz, then it doesn't make sense to say that there's a chilek between shvua or not shvua. Because shvua could tu'oif smichas das. But shvua can't tu'oif bailis. It can't tu'oif chefetz, if that's what's lacking. Said Rivash, bal korchach, Balkarchach, the chilek is something else. The chilek was koidem antar lacha antar. What changed? Apparently, the definition of bailis, or the definition of chefetz that you need in order for a kinyan to happen, changed between koidem antar lacha antar. So according to the Rosh, it's about smichas das. If it's about smichas das, shvua could farem for that. According to the Rivash, it's not about smichas das. It's about chefes, it's about bailis. That shvua wouldn't be able to be meyashiv. That you could only be meyashiv if you have something tangible. We don't have anything tangible, says the Rivash. Maybe the reason Mechiras Bechira worked is because it was Koyin Matantara versus Lachem Matantara. But he tells to one other very interesting Rosh. And this is a very important halacha, meaning in amongst the poiskim, as far as halacha lemaisa goes, and it's really based on a not such well-known Gemara that we're going to learn together, in Ezeu Neshech. It's a Gemara, and that's Ayin Dalad Amad Aleph, here above in Mitzio. The Gemara over there is talking about the Kinyan Situmta. You ever hear of Situmta? Right. So, Amara Papi Mishmei Derava. Hai Situmta Kanya. Anaya Maisa. So, we're familiar with Kinyanin, Chatzah Chalip Ben Hagba Mashicha. Said Rava, Situmta is Kaina. Lamai Hilchasa. Rav Chaviva Amar Lemikne Mamish. It's a real Kinyan. Rabban and Amri, the Kipuli Allah Mishapara. It could create a Mishapara. Mishapara means that if you don't live up to your end of the bargain, chalila, bad things can happen. The hilchasa the kibuli alei mishapara uba'asra dene higi lemikni mamishkani. It all depends on the minhag hamakom. If the minhag hamakom is that people treat situmta as a real kinyan, it's a real kinyan. If people don't treat it as a real kinyan, then it's only going to be a mishapara. So what's a situmta? So it's machlekes Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi says situmta is that Reuven is buying something from Shimon. So for example, Reuven had a store, and he needs to buy merchandise in order for him to be able to sell. He has a distributor, a supplier. This person supplies him with merchandise. Now, technically, the only way Reuven, the owner of the store, is kind of the merchandise, if he makes a kinyan, whatever kinyan, you have to make some sort of kinyan. If the minhag hamakom was that around here, the way business is done, we don't drive ourselves crazy with a chsuder, with a mashicha, with a hagbah, but for example, the chenveni would go over to these things that he's going to buy, and he would make a little roshim, Rashi says, on the chavye shel yayin, if that's what he was buying. Makes a little krechts on it. That little thing that he puts over there, that would constitute a kinyan, as long as the minhag hamakom is that it should work. So ordinarily, you think that in order for a yid to be kind to something, he has to make a real kinyan. It's not so poshut. If you do what's considered usual and customary business in that place, even if it's not oiskahalten with the sugyas and kedushin and amaychas asfina and above mitzia, the sugyas of darkei hakinyan, it doesn't matter. That in itself would be enough. As long as you acted the way people act, you behaved the way people behave, you did something, right, mazel lebracha, a handshake, we'll see the Ramon in a second. That in itself would be enough, it would constitute a kinyan. That's what's called kinyan situmta. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down, it's a very small simen, chashemish but simen, reish aleph. Macha loy bedvarim bovad, listen to this, Reuven and Shimon, they're involved in a mecha chamemka. Dvarim bovad, upasku adamim, they agreed upon a payment. There were payment terms. He didn't even pay him even. For Roshim Alekech, Roshim Alamekach, and Lekech went over to the Mekach that he wants to buy, and he made a Roshim on it. Kidei Sheyia, Le Simen Yodua Shehu Shalai, just as a Simen, so you should know that this is mine. Afal Pishalai, Nosan Loi Me'adamim Klom, even if he didn't pay him. Kol Achoyzer Boi Achash Roshim, if any one of these parties backs out of his deal, Mekabel Mishapara. The minig hamedina who sheyikna hareshim kinyan gomer. If the minig is, like you said, mazal. If the minig is that that conches the deal, nikna hamechach. The ain echa mehem yochel achzaboy. Nobody can back out. V'chayiv zelitein hadovim. He has to pay. V'hu sherosham lipnei hamoicher o shomalei hamoicher rosham mekchacho. V'chein kol dover shenogu atagorim liknois boy. Anything that the minig of the tagorim is to create a kinyan with. Kegoyin al yedei shenoisim alikech pruto lemoicher. Oy al yedei shetekeh lekapoy. O tkiyas kaf. It does. Oy, b'makom shenoyegim asoichrim shemoisim l'koyne hamafteach. They hand over the keys. The chen kol kayoitze b'ze'akan. That's the end of the. I just read you the whole simin reish aleph. Echoshem mishpat. The bottom line is this: halach of kinyan tzitumta is a real thing. It's brought down a shulchan aruch. Zokab kivegin. Chdush reb kivegin. Ayin tshuvas chotasheni ubismal le'il. Ayin yam shol shloima. He brings a whole list of marmakoynes that even though kinyan tzitumta works, and it's a very big kiddush because there was no kinyan, it only works by a dovah shaboloyla. But a dova shaloi b'la'ilam not. Meaning, so kedai techamino, I would have thought that being that we're able to bypass Hilchas Kinyonim, so maybe it should work even for a dova shaloi b'la'ilam. Zok Reb Kiva Eger, no. However, Lanias Daiti, says Reb Kiva Eger, mevur, b'shailas ha'tshuva, this is the Lanias Daiti of Reb Kiva Eger. Says, I think, says Reb Kiva Eger, that in the tshuva sarosh klal yud beis simen beis is mevur, degam b'dover shaloi b'la'ilam mahani. That it could be kinyan tzitumta would work even for a dover shaloi b'la'ilam. V'ayin tshuva s'marshal simen l'meches. Says the Chafetz Chaim Sofer, what's the pshat in this rush? Gavaldi Gechidish from the rush that Kinyan Tzitumta works for a Dovash Loi B'Loilam. So he says it could be it's all the rush L'Shitasai. The rush we were Meichiach learned that the Chesaron of Eidon the Mach the Dovash Loi B'Loilam is always a Chesaron in Smichas Das. Kinyan Tzitumta is all about what's the Minhag HaMedina? How do people do business? To the extent that people do business with Kinyan Tzitumta and they do business with a Dovash Loi B'Loilam, then it makes sense that it should be Chal. Because if that's the way people do business, obviously they do have a Smichas Das. The whole Chesaron of Eidon the Mach the Dovash Loi B'Loilam is a Chesaron in Das. We're not worried about the fact that the Chavitz is not B'Loilam. We're not worried about the fact that Sefeltim B'Loilam. All those super alumnus as far as don't concern the Rosh. The Rosh is worried about one thing. Could we assume he had das or not have das? Zok, the Rosh, if this is the way people do business, that's the yisoid of Kinyan Tzitumta, it would work. So this diak that Reb Kiveya had in this Tshuvas HaRosh, that Kinyan Tzitumta could work even for a Dovash Lo B'Loilam, argues the Chafetz Chaim Sofer, it could be very geschmack, it could be it's all the Rosh L'Shitasi. We'll just conclude this part of the raid on an interesting note, and that is, so Yaakov tells Esav, Michro Kayoim. Why Kayoim? Why Kayoim? So it's interesting. The Rechaim HaKadosh asks the Kasha. You know what the Rechaim says? Yeah. Because of this problem, Eino de Machne Dovar, Shaloi Baloilam. Eino de Machne Dovar, Shaloi Baloilam. So how in the world was he able to be Machne Tim de Bechayra? But the Gemara said earlier, Mesechus Bov Metziah Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, that if somebody goes over to his friend that he tells him, Mashetali Mitzudasi Machilacha, he was a fisherman, and he says that any fish that I catch, I'm selling to you. He didn't catch the fish yet. It doesn't work. But why? And the Gemara explained. The Gemara said the chilik is because if he says hayoim, it means that it's something that he really, really needs. The fisherman needs this for his parnasa. The person whose father's dying, he needs it to pay for the itzois of the levaya. So it's for that reason the Chachamim made a special exception. Meaning, even though ain't the machne davash loy b'la'olam, but if the person, the machne, needs it really, really badly, it's a bechin of it's hayoyim, then he could have it. Esav walked into Yaakov, and Esav needed food. He was oyev. The Bechayr is worth nothing if I die. He said, I need it right now. This was Kidei Chayav. It's Kidei Chayav. That's the Gemara in Bava Metziah Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph. That was the Remez. The Remez says the Aruch Chaim was, Vayomer Yaakov Michro Kayoim. You're going to tell me, Eino Demach Nadova Shloi B'Loilom, or B'Sada Halocha Fin Hayoim. What's that Halocha? Tezayin Amad Aleph. Mashirish Me'aba Hayoim. That's always miyashiv the chesaron of ein adam akdav shol. because it's Kedei Chayev. Oh, for you, Esav, it's Kedei Chayev, being that it's Kedei Chayev, it's for that reason that I'm going to give it to you. I'll just tell you one interesting medrash. There's a medrash on this pasuk. Yaakov says, Michra Kayan. It's a frightening medrash. We know that Yaakov Avinu lived the life of Yisurim, lived a very, very difficult life. And the Sfarim say it was Maisa of a similar one, and that all the tzaras that the Yidim were going to have to go through throughout the millennia, somehow Yaakov's life was a microcosm of that. Yaakov's life was the Maisa of a similar bonum. Take a look at the Sefer in the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev. He says that everything before Mechiras Yosef is Keneged Bayis Rishon, and after is Keneged Bayis Sheni. But either way, Yaakov lived a very, very difficult life. But I'll read you a Medrash. Vayoyme Yaakov, Michra Kayoyim. Omar loy, Yaakov told Esav, Zoven li chad yoymen didach. See, Yaakov and Esav made a deal. The deal was, I'll take Olam Haba, and you take Olam Haza. Esav at Galeb Tachazer Shetok. Yaakov was the one who lived a very, very difficult life. Why? Because Yaakov's Toiv is Tzofon LaTzadikin. And the Yom Shekulei Toiv, the Yom Shekulei Arach, that's where Yaakov is going to get his Toiv. But Baal Mahadein, Esav was the one that had it good. The Gemara says he was over five Averis on that. He was boiled, Nairam Murasi. He was doing a lot of Averis. Yaakov told Esav that I know we made a deal, but could you sell me one day? I just want a little menuchas hanefesh, a little shalva. Yaakov wants to catch it one day. Michr kayoim, give me one day. Omer Rav Yaakov, listen to this. Omer Rav Acha, kol mishu yedei lechashiv yimei agolas yimotzei sheyoim echa yoshev Yaakov b'shalva b'tzila shalesa. There was one day in Yaakov's life that he was zoicha to shalva. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. Yaakov didn't have shalva. But one day he did have shalva. And Rav Acha said, it's maisa of a similar banim, even though a yid in Golis has no shalva, a b'yoy mechaf in shalva hateya. Make a cheshbin, misha yoideya, he says, someone that knows, lechashev yimei agolis, he'll see that even Yaakov in Golis has one day of shalva. And where's that merum is? Michrili kayoy. Fakoif me one day of your shalva, epizvas, I want to be toyim. Even by the Maser, I know this is not the tachlis, this is the proister, but give me one yoy, dvarim the floor. But either way, we're just a balchoiv over here, a little bit of rage, in the end of Perikei L'Metzias. So we had, the Gemara talked about the halachas of prika and te'ina. Specifically, the halacha, that if somebody has an oyev and a soin, the oyev finds himself in a prika situation, and the soinah finds himself in a te'ina predicament. Mitzvah besoinah. So the mitzvah is to go to help the soinah, and not to help the oyev. And even though the soinah is te'ina, and the oyev is prika, and prika involves tzar balichayim, and te'ina doesn't involve tzar balichayim, but k'dei lokuf as yitzroy, being that by you helping your soinah, you're going to work on your midas, this is a good exercise. So k'dei lokuf as yitzroy, it's better to help your soinah rather than to help your oyev. Tosfos asks Akasha v'im toimah. Ba'arvei Psochim, the Gemara asks Akasha, that how is it possible, Bechal, that a person should have a soineh? Ki sirach hamur soinacha roi v'tachas mazor. What happened to his sister? So the Gemara says, it's talking about where he saw, he did an avera, he did it varerva, this person's a bal avera. A bal avera you're allowed to hate. So Frey Tosfos, I don't understand. If the soineh is someone that you're allowed to hate, so to the extent that you're allowed to hate him, then there's no k'dei lokuf as yitzroi. So Frey Tosfos, what's the k'dei lokuf as yitzroi? K'dei lokuf as yitzroi sounds like that you hate him. You really shouldn't. So this is a good exercise in midas. Let's work on not hating him. I thought we're talking about someone that it's a mitzvah l'snoisa. There's a mitzvah to hate him because k'mayin sh'rabay dvar erva. Azay frey toysa kasha. So yesh loymar says toysvus loymar b'sloinei dekra. It's a mission to yotzvus. It's not the same soinei. The soinei of the pasuk of parashas mishpatim ki sirach hamor soinacha roivetz tachas masoi. That's a soinei that you're allowed to hate. The soine of this braisa, oyev lifrik for soine litim, is not the same soine. This is a soine that you're not allowed to hate. This soine that you're not allowed to hate. You hate him anyways. K'dei lokuf as yitzroi, go help him. But enochinami, it's a little misleading because you see soine in the context of prika v'te'ina, you right away think of the Gemara Psachim, kofiyud gimel amud beis. But that's what Tosfos is saying. It's a tois, right? I that's where your mind was going. But don't think that because Psachim, kofiyud gimel amud beis, is explaining the soine in the Torah. The soine in the Torah, that's a soine that mitzvah is nicer. The Brice is talking about a soine that you're not allowed to hate. Thus, is an Indian of k'dei lokuf as yitzroi. Tosfos and Psachim asks the same kasha. Kofiyud gimel amud beis, the top Tosfos. And Tosfos over there says a different teretz. Poshup shot, I think what Tosfos is saying, is that you're allowed to hate him, But if you're going to go outwardly and show him that you hate him, now he's going to hate you. Because Kamayim Ponim Oponim King Lev Adam Ba'adam. So you're going to start hating each other. The sin is going to fester. It's going to get worse and worse and worse until it's going to become a horrible situation. So Enochi Nami Mitzvah L'Snoisai. We're talking about the Soine of the Torah. A Soine that you're, in fact, allowed to hate. However, being that if you outwardly show him that you hate him, it's going to create a situation. It's better to be Koifes Yitzroy, even though it's not really Yitzroy, says Toysfus. The bottom line is Machloikis between two Toysfusin. Toysfus above Mitzia, Lamedbez, Lamedbez, and Toysfus Psochim, Kuf Yud Gimel Lamedbez, whether the Svar of Kedei Lokuf is Yitzroy is true, even for the Soine of the Torah, the Soine that you're allowed to hate, or not for the Soine you're not allowed to hate. This note is just Kedai to speak out the Lashon HaRambam. It's the last Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeach Veshmiris HaNefesh. The Rambam says as follows. Ha Soine Shenema Ba Torah Hum Yisroel. The Rambam is talking about Prika. The Soine that's mentioned by the mitzvah prika is a soine that's a yid. Loi me umay soilam. The echi of Yisrael soine me Yisrael. Freak the Rambam, the Gemara's kasha. How could a yid have another yid that he hates? It says, loi sisna sachicha buvavecha. Amru chachamim, says the Rambam. Incidentally, the Rambam very often concludes his halachas. The last sifkotin in a Rambam is very often a beautiful musar or something really nice. So Amru Chachamim, Kigoyin Shira'u Levadoi, Sha'avar Avera. It's talking about where he saw him doing Avera. The Hisra Bayan, he warned him, V'loi Chazar, Hareza Mitzvah L'Soinai. There's a mitzvah to hate this person, Ad She'yasa Tshuva, V'yachsa Mirisha. The Afalpi, says the Rambam, Shadayin Le'yasa Tshuva. Even if this person didn't do Tshuva yet, Imatzoi Nivol B'masoi, if you see him all confused with his load, Mitzvah Lifreik V'litay Nima. There's a mitzvah to help him out. V'loi Yani Chenu Noita Lomus. Don't leave him there to die. Now, why is this person going to die? He has a flat tire. Shema Yishtar B'shvul Mamoinoi, because we're concerned that he's going to become Bohol Al Mamoinoi. The Gemara says this sometimes. V'yovei L'idei Sakana. And something bad might happen to him. The Torah pida on Avshes Yisrael. The Torah loves every single yid. Bein Rishoim, Bein Tzadikim. Me'ach Hashem Nilve Mel Hashem. Umamina Be'ikar Adas. As long as you're a yid, and this is the important caveat, Umaminim Be'ikar Adas. Sounds like you at least believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna. Then Hashem loves you. So if Hashem loves you, so you have to help him. We don't want him to die. Shenemar Emer Aleim Chay Anino Um Hashem Lekim Im Echbayitz B'Moyis HaRosha Kim B'Shum Rosha V'Darkoi V'Chaya. But either way, we'll just fast forward to the punchline here. And that is, I'll tell you a Meirdei Gemesh HaChachma. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and the mitzvah of Prika come together twice in the Torah. They mention the Torah twice, and they come together twice. Once in Parshas Mishpatim, and once in Parshas Kiseitze. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's a little more bekitzer. Kisifka shor oivcha, oichamoyroi toye, hoshev tishivan oloif. You're going to see the shor of your oyev, your enemy, or his chamor, it's fablonjit, hoshev tishivan oloif, you should return it. Kisira chamor soinacha, this is the mitzvah prika, the chamor of your soine, roivitz tachas masoi, the chadalto, meazoivloi, ozev tazavima, you have the mitzvah prika. So you have the mitzvah vashavas aveda, and you have the mitzvah prika. Kisifka shor oivcha, that's Hashavas Aveda. Kisira Chamor Soinacha. That's the mitzvah of Prika. In Parshas Kiseitze, the Torah chazes it over, right in the beginning of Perek Chav Beis. Loisira Eshoi Rachicha, Oisea Nidochin V'Salamte Mehem. Hoshiv Teshivim Lachicha. Loikar V'chicha Elecha, V'lo Yedatoi, V'chulei V'chulei. So you have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. How does the Torah introduce the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Loisira Eshoi Rachicha. Loisira Es Chamoi Rachicha, Shoi Rinoifim Baderech, V'Salamte Mehem. Hakim Takim Imoi. So again, you have the two mitzvahs, but there's one very obvious difference. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's Shor Oivcha. It's Chamor Soinecha. Same exact mitzvah. In Parshas Kiseitze, it's Loisira Es Shor Ochicha. It's Loisira Es Chamor Ochicha. Why in Parshas Mishpatim do we refer to the person as Oyev and Soine? And how come in Parshas Kiseitze do we refer to him as Ochicha? Says Rameir Simcha, Kedakoy, Bakoydesh, that there's something very significant that happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kiseitze. You know what happened? The eagle happened. The Chet eagle. Why does that matter? See, he says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, how could you have a soine? Is a yid allowed to hate somebody? Shteitach leisisna sachicha buvavecha. Zok the Gemara, it's talking about berah by sha'aver avera. Says Rameir Simcha, this that a yid is allowed to hate another yid if he doesn't avera, zeh hoyu koydim ha'igal. Asha hoyu kula mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Where Klai Yisrael was a mamleches koyanim, they were a good kodesh, they were in a very lofty madrega. So if somebody had the chutzpah to do an avera, let alone somebody else saw him, even warned him. He went ahead and he did the Avera anyways. Oz ha yeshari l'snuye imroi b'Avera. But loy kein achri kol ha-maso yisashe nichshulu b'Avainas. But that can't be true already after the Chet Egel. What Klai Yisrael did Averas. Im yira odem b'chavere chet. If Reuven is going to see Shimon doing Avera, Reuven's just allowed to hate him. Im yifashvesh b'maisav. What's going to happen if Reuven looks in the mirror? And he looks at his own cheshbon of averus amitzvus. Yimotze kama michshoylem upikpukim zebe prat vzebe prat. Lochein says Rameyah Simcha also listenoy ishkoze. You can't just hate someone unless misha hu baatzmoi sor meira vetzadik tamim bedarkoi. If you find this week's parsha, he's a tzadik tamhoy bedayroisav. You find someone at that madrega, then you can hate him. But otherwise, you can't. Avakasha limse kamoisai. Very hard to find that person. Vaze amru sukam emhei roisi. They're very, very hard to find. It was possible. Maybe you're going to find someone that you have a right to hate. So the Torah says, Oivecha. The Torah says, Soinecha. But in Parshas, you say, Tzinoch the Chet Egel. So Garnish says, I posh it. Yeah, if you're from the Bnei Aliyah, the Muatim, and you see someone else doing Avera, okay, maybe you're allowed to hate somebody else. But for Reuven to start hating Shimon, and Shimon to start hating Levi, Yontif and the Vachin, says Rav Meir Simcha, that's not acceptable. So b'zman hazeh, it's not so pashut this halacha of mitzvah l'snoise. That's why the Torah Dafka uses the word achicha, because after the Chet HaEgel, you don't have Oivecha anymore, you don't have Seinecha anymore.